Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're anything like me, sometimes life feels a little chaotic, right? Like one giant cosmic game of Jenga where every move could send the whole thing crashing down. But what if there was a way to build an inner strength that didn't just handle those wobbly moments, but actually thrived on them? That's what we're diving into today, embracing imperfection and uncertainty because, let's face it, life is really a smooth ride. Ever feel like you're constantly striving for this unattainable ideal of perfection? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and everyone seems to have their lives perfectly curated, while yours feels like a reality show gone wrong. It's enough to make anyone question their own worth. But here's the thing. True strength isn't about being perfect, it's about embracing the messy, beautiful, imperfect nature of life. Let me break down 5 key takeaways that can help us do just that. First up, reframe your thinking. Instead of seeing imperfections as flaws, try viewing them as unique characteristics that make you, well, you. Think of it like a piece of art, a little chip paint or an uneven brushstroke doesn't diminish its beauty, it adds character and depth. Next, practice self-compassion. You wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake, so why do we often treat ourselves with such harsh judgment? Remember that everyone stumbles, makes missteps, and occasionally goes full banana pants in the middle of the supermarket. Be kind to yourself, learn from those experiences, and move on. Now, let go of control. We can't control everything, and trying to do so is a recipe for frustration. Life throws curveballs, it's inevitable. What we can control is how we respond to them. Focus on what you can influence and accept the things that are beyond your grasp. Think about it like this. Trying to control every aspect of life is like trying to herd cats, a futile, albeit entertaining, endeavor. Next, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but practicing gratitude shifts our focus to good things in our lives, no matter how small. Take a moment each day to appreciate the simple pleasures. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunrise, or a genuine laugh with a friend. Finally, embrace growth. Life is all about learning and evolving. Don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone, try new things, and make mistakes. Remember, every experience, even the uncomfortable ones, has the potential to teach us something valuable. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work. You've prepared meticulously, practiced your speech countless times, and everything feels perfect, until suddenly your computer decides to take an unexpected nap right in the middle of your presentation. Panic sets in, your heart races, and you feel like the entire room is judging you. But here is where stoicism comes in handy. Instead of letting the tech mishap derail your whole presentation, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the situation with grace, maybe even throw in a self-deprecating joke, and improvise. You rely on your knowledge, engage the audience with your passion, and ultimately deliver a powerful message despite the unexpected hiccup. See? Turning that perceived failure into an opportunity for growth. So there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways to help you embrace imperfection and uncertainty. Remember, life isn't about achieving perfection, it's about navigating the messy, beautiful journey with resilience, grace, and a whole lot of self-compassion. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to embracing imperfection? How have you learned to navigate uncertainty in your own life? Hit me up in the comments or send me a message. And don't forget to subscribe and rate the podcast so you never miss an episode of Build Your Stoic Core. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep building that unbreakable inner core.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.